At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a crowd of 17,008 on a Saturday afternoon matinee. The Sharks beat the Ottawa Senators 2-1. Time now for the instant replay to tell you how it all happened at the Shark Tank. It was the power plays that turned things around for both teams all afternoon long. And it would be a power play deflection by Thomas Bortolo of a Fabian Zetterlund shot 6:24 into the first period with Brady Tkachuk in the penalty box for tripping that got the score started. Sharks on the power play here setting up. Nice feed to Granlund into the slot. Zetterlund shoots. Score! Fabian Zetterlund snapping that puck on that second chance. And it's up top, and it beats Corposalo. The Sharks score on the power play, and they lead 1-0. That shot by Zetterlund was slightly deflected by Bortolo's body up top for his third goal of the season and goal in second consecutive game. Zetterlund and Mikhail Granlund assisted on that power play tally by Bortolo. At 6:24, it was 1-0 Sharks at that point. In the second period, with the score still 1-0, Magnus Crona, looking for his first NHL win, made one of many big saves. 3-on-2 break, fed in front, Batherson, a shot, what a save by goaltender Crona. A tic-tac-toe set of passes, Brady Tkachuk, I don't know how he saw Batherson trailing the play coming in, but from the left wing side on the zone entry, he fed it off to the right, and what a one-timer right on net there, but great glove save from Magnus Crona off of Batherson with 2:24 gone by in the second. That was a heck of a save by Magnus Crona. And again, a really nice play by Brady Tkachuk to get it across the ice. But Batherson's one-timer was stuffed on that big glove stop by the big Swede, Magnus Crona. And so it was 1-0 San Jose. But the Senators would get on the power play and they would tie it up. Off the faceoff, controlled by the Sens. They're on the power play. They're about 16.4% effective. They shoot. They score! They win the faceoff. A couple of exchange passes, and Tim Stützle from the left circle beats Magnus Crona. And so the Sens have tied the game 1-1 with a power play goal of their own. 9:18, the time of that one in the second period. Tim Stützle's 15th goal of the season, assisted by Sanderson and Tkachuk. And so the game was all even, 1-1. But then the Sharks would go on the power play again. And at 14 minutes, 37 seconds, with Ridley Gregg in the penalty box for holding, Thomas Bortolo would shoot the puck and snap it home. Back to Granlund behind the goal. He's got Zetterlund near side, but goes to the middle. Here comes the shot. Score! Thomas Bortolo, a one-time shot. The pass from behind the net by Granlund, and a good celebration for the young Thomas Bortolo as he picks up his second goal of the game and fourth of the year. It puts the Sharks in front 2-1, and yes, it's a power play goal. And yes, that was the game-winning goal, too. Thomas Bortolo's second goal of the game is fourth of the year from Granlund and from Eklund at 14:37 of the second, making it a 2-1 Sharks edge. By the way, Mikhail Granlund in his 800th National Hockey League game had two assists, and that was all the scoring for the game. But in the third period, Ottawa would put the pressure on, outshooting the Sharks 13-4, and so Magnus Crona had to make a few big saves. And then when it came down to the final seconds of the third, with Ottawa pulling their goaltender Jonas Corposalo, things got a little bit hairy in front of the Sharks' net. 12 seconds to go. It's going to be a miracle for the Senators to try to tie it here. Here's Stützle moving in. Gets to the Sharks line. Checked by Cunnan. Getting it back, though, toward the point. Maybe a chance. Sanderson the shot. Block. Another chance by Chychrun. Oh, what a block by Granlund. And the horn sounds, and the San Jose Sharks have won. Granlund is really shaken up on the play. And Magnus Crona, who is celebrating his first NHL win, is one of the first guys to get to Granlund to thank him. Wow, what a moment for Magnus Crona, and what a block for Mikhail Granlund in his 800th NHL game. You have two assists, you like that, but you have blocks like that that guarantee a victory, and you get thanks from your goaltender, and you really feel satisfied at the result. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 2 and the Ottawa Senators 1. San Jose's 9-game winless streak comes to an end with this victory today. Before today, the Sharks were 0-7-2 in their previous 9. And in their last 7 games at home, they were winless at 0-6-1. But all of that is over with following the win today. First ever win for Magnus Crona in the National Hockey League. Congratulations to him. And on the flip side of things, an unfortunate loss from the Senators' point of view as they lose their 7th straight game. They're 0-6-1 in their last 7. And on the road in their last 7 games, they are 0-5-2. Mikael Granlund, in his 800th National Hockey League game, came up with a couple of assists on the power play. And I think that that was great for him to get some points. But I think that that block shot that Mikael Granlund had at the very end of the game to make sure the Sharks got the victory basically clinched the idea that he was one of the best players on the ice. And he is right now our guest with Drew.
How you feeling after that block?
You feel good about those, you know. It's been a while since we won a hockey game, so the feeling is good.
So that game today, would you say it was a grind? You guys just had to find a way to win that game?
Yeah, it was one of those, but I'm really happy the way we played, actually, the third period. That was kind of the winning hockey. You know, kind of remember what happened against Dallas.
Yep. That was the
way you play when you're leading the game. You don't need to do anything special. You just do your job, have certain shifts, and, you know, at the end of the day, you get the win. So that was a good learning experience for the team, for sure.
Especially after yesterday, which was an emotional day yesterday, according to your head coach, and some friends leave, some teammates leave, and now the leadership mantle, if there is one, or if there's a torch, it gets passed to you, it gets passed to Nico, it gets passed to even Fabian. Do you have to do anything different? Do you have to be different in the room?
Personally, no.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm doing my job. Obviously it's been the whole season. I'm one of the older guys in a team. You know, you just try to show some example. Work your butt off every single day, and you know, hopefully you can show some example for the young kids. So, but you know, that's all you do. You need to be you, and just, you know, do your best out there. And obviously, whenever there's a chance, I'm more than willing to help the younger kids to, you know, whatever it is. But you know, at the end of the day, it's just about playing hockey and being yourself and enjoying this.
Do you reflect back? This is game 800. Do you ever get a chance or ever sit down and reflect back on 800 games in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of that.
Yes.
Being able to play that long, and obviously the way I've been playing this season, I'm really happy, and hopefully there's many more years ahead.
100%. You've been great with the San Jose Sharks. It's fantastic. Congratulations on 800. Great game today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mikael Granlund with 2 assists, a huge block at the end in game 800. I loved his answer about, no, I don't do anything different. I'm just going to go be me. I'm going to go lead by example. I am one of the older guys in the room. He understands his role. The importance of a veteran player like that this year has been, even though on the score, on the wins, losses, it doesn't really tell, he has been so important to this team.
Final score once again, the Sharks 2, the Senators 1. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.